Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Right, so we've had a lovely little trip away. More me than you.
Yeah.
You know, nice little weekend. Nice fucking lakeside lodge. It was a good fucking little weekend. It was nice marquee. It was. Obviously, you didn't get there till late on Friday because of whatever accidents on the motorway and that. Didn't do much on the Friday night. Watched Bert Kreischer's new special on Netflix, Razzle Dazzle. And then Saturday, nice walk out with the dogs. I think Saturday, it's going to take a while to beat that interesting evening there. So I'll set the scene. Was given some vouchers for the hog roast at this marquee, and they had the event on for the charity air ambulance. We've walked the dogs, made sure they were allowed to go in there. We went in, £2 a drink for each can. You can't worry, all the profits were for the charity anyway. The hog roast, a bit disappointed it was just the cock.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a bit more.
I mean, it was a nice cock, but then it didn't have, because by the time we'd had it, it was only, there was no applesauce left, so it was just the stuffy. And I had to give the rest to the dog. He was sitting there fucking staring at me, so I had like three bites and give him the rest. And then the wife decided she wanted to go back to the lodge, so walked her back, come back. But that was the start of the raffle then, by the time I got back. And so I'd got £20 worth of tickets, 100 numbers. And I remember as I walked back in, because I've gone to the bar, I'm pointing over, he's having a drink. And he's going, white, 409. And I've had to ask the girl, are these tickets white? She's like, yeah, they're white. I was like, you sure? Because they look grey to me. She's like, no, they're white. I was like, sound, I'll have a Carly, a Strongbow, and a glass of lemonade, please. I walked over, waving my ticket in the air, and
you was like the first.
I literally was the first one.
The first one. So you had the selection of the prizes. You could have had the best prize.
Yeah. So because obviously I fucking didn't know what the sketch was, whether there was a tier to the tickets or anything, and he didn't even ask for the ticket. He just thought, just grab another one out of the bucket for the next person. Right. So I grabbed one out. It was pink something. The other chap was like, so grab your prize off the table. And I said, anything. He was like, anything you want. And I'm looking at this fucking table, and there's not a great selection of prizes anyway. So I've already got my eye on something, and I was like, Ross, turn around to the girl, says, definitely anything. There's no like, tier system. She's like, no, whatever you want. Sound, bottle of Jameson's. I've held it up above my head like a trophy. God, I was getting the evil eye straight away, wasn't I? So that was it, walking back over. I think I'd only sat down for like 30 seconds by the time, because I'd grabbed the drinks.
You won the first one, and I think it was like...
It was the third or fourth one, wasn't it? Because it was literally, I'd grabbed the drinks from the bar, got the change, walked over, and I'd just about sat down, and then called another number out. So I was like, hey! Walked back over again, bottle of wine.
And it was right now where you could feel everyone
starting to hate. Already fucking turning around. Like
four tickets in, two prizes.
Yeah. So, grab this bottle of wine. I don't drink wine. Fuck you. but I thought it's another bottle of alcohol. If I don't use it drinking wise, which I most likely won't, I'll stick it in a fucking lasagna while I'm cooking or whatever. So yeah, come back over, sit back down.
And it was at this point where I was like, "What's up there, Jack?" Yeah, that altar's up there because you just
because as I was looking at the table, so I had the Jameson straight away because that was the first thing I've clocked. I'm like, whiskey, Sam, that's mine. The bottle of wine, I'm not really into the wine, so I didn't fucking pay too much attention to it anyway. But then, you know, there was a little fire extinguisher, there was some camping gear, there was like some cones and this and that, and there literally wasn't a good selection. I definitely had the best.
Yeah. The Jameson's was probably the most expensive thing there.
Well, yeah, because I'd looked at it afterwards. It was a £27 bottle from Asda, and it was £20 worth of tickets I got, so I'm already up straight away.
Yeah.
And so then, again, I was only sitting down for a couple of minutes at this point, and a third number's called out. Because it didn't help, because all the numbers were sort of all in the same range, but it was the different colours, wasn't it? So the amount of times it's like 395. Pink. I'm like, oh god, no, I've got it in white, not in pink. And so yeah, the third one's called out. And I'm walking over everyone again. I think it was the cups I got at that point then, wasn't it?
No, it was the frisbees.
The frisbee,
yeah.
So yeah, again, holding it in the air, showing everyone, and I walked back, sat down. And then, again, because there was the other chap as well. He was on about two or three prizes at this point as well.
Wasn't he?
I think he was on two at that point. Because it seemed like we had a bit of a rivalry going. Even though I didn't even know what he looked like. He was just some old boy. And so I remember us laughing because with the Bert Kreischer special,
the Razzle Dazzle,
he's done a similar situation. I won't spoil it for anyone that hasn't watched it and does want to watch it. Definitely worth a watch anyway, though. But, I remember saying, fucking, we was on about doing bingo calls and all sorts, which on the fourth fucking win, I did, I shouted, "House!" Which for anyone that doesn't know, it's a winning call for a bingo fucking win. Which you have to be politically correct with that these days, don't you? Fucking hell. So I walked up, I'm fucking getting there. So yeah, that would have been the camping cups, four sets, nice orange mugs.
That's it.
I remember just sitting down and we was waiting for the fifth one to get called out. I was going to fucking take my top off and everything.
Yeah, we was talking, what could you do if you win a fifth one?
We could feel that, hey. we would have had to have been a fucking, I don't know, get up and start body popping or fucking break dancing and that. It would have had to have been a scene.
I suggested you use the shout bingo.
Shout bingo. I definitely would have done that at least anyway. But I think I would have had to fucking, I don't know, just drop down and do the worm in the middle of the fucking dance floor beat. So yeah, it ended us the four prizes anyway. Fucking quality. So I've worked it out. I'd roughly about £50 worth of prizes.
Not bad.
Yeah. £20 worth of tickets. Remember as we was leaving then, because we basically just finished those tins and went out. And I was like, no, I'll hold all my prizes. I got my hair down, the jumper's open. I got my bottle and one prize under one arm, the other bottle and the other prize under the other. And everyone's fucking just staring at me. What a fucking nod. Even the one bloke's like, oh, yeah, good weekend for you then, wasn't he? Like, yeah, mate, birthday weekend as well, man. Yeah. Fucking, I'm going to enjoy this Jameson's. Fucking trust me, mate. So, fucking, yeah, it was a good night in the end.
Definitely done well.
Oh, definitely
done well.
Yeah. And then obviously, you toddled back on the Sunday, so my birthday. Didn't do much, to be fair, in the end. I just sat around, took the dog out for the walk, and just watched a bit of TV. Didn't do much. And that was the sort of scheme for the rest of the week, really, then. We went to that that woodland area a couple of times after that. And I walked around the fields next to the sites and everything. Then this is where it starts to go on to JD's rant of the week. Strap yourself in for this one. On Wednesday I found it was like a little shopping centre, but it was hammering down a rain. So I didn't see much. I just knew there was a co-op there. Loads of co-ops around that area, by the way. Fucking, I drove past like another three. So obviously you went to that one on Saturday.
Yeah.
There's fucking loads. So I found this one because I was going to a spa that was closer than the other co-op. And then I saw this shopping centre. I was like, I'll put in there. So on Thursday, I said to the missus, Rob, found this little centre. Do you want to have a move, see what's about? She's like, yeah, all right, then. And on the way, I want to get some bulbs from Halfords, because when we was driving to the site, the front right-hand side main beam bulb had died. So I was like, well, nah, not Halfords. I'll find a car place. So I'm looking on my phone. I'd already looked for the bulb that she needed as well. Halfords, for one of them, £6.09.
Mm-hmm.
You all know with these car dealerships, not 50 pence for a bulb.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's fucking... the markup on Halfords, yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. But instead of just turning around and saying, yes, Andrew, we'll go to this car place there. No, it's a holy shit. It's fucking... no, we're going to Halfords. Raw boy. It's up the road from the shop. Raw boy. No, we're going to Halfords. Said about the price. You know, £6 for the one. So it'd be like 50p for the bulb in the car shop. It's not about the price, Jack. I'm not asking you to pay for it. Not paying for it anyway. It's your car. You can pay for it. It's just we'll just go to the car shop. There's no fucking issue. No. A whole fucking scene about it. And so we've missed the turn to turn up to the shop. And so she starts moaning at me about that. So it's all right, carry on straight. It'll take us to the car shop. No. She gets in this right hand lane, fucking turns right, shoots up the road. Fucking goes all the way around the roundabout to come back on ourselves. No indicator. Has a moan at the fucking car that assumes that she's just turning right anyway because she's got no indicator on. Because it's a three-way roundabout, little Y-shaped one. And then she fucking puts her foot down coming off the roundabout. So I'm like, don't drive like a dickhead now just because you're not happy that I'm trying to like, save your money. And so we fucking go to the shop. I'm pissed off now. Fucking, I'm not in a good mood.
You seem pissed off now thinking about it.
Yeah, because there's no need to make a scene out of it.
Yeah.
Just say, all right, yeah, go to the car shop. Look, you go in, you go to the desk. I need this bulb, mate. Sound. Fucking 50p. Pound, whatever, doesn't matter. But no. So we go to the shop. There's not much at this shopping centre, to be fair. There was like a charity shop, a chippy, a pizza place, and fucking something else. So it probably wasn't worth her coming out anyway.
Yeah.
I should have just went to the shop on my own, which in hindsight I wish I fucking did. So we've gone to the Halfords afterwards. There's fucking some idiots taking the time trying to reverse into a spot. And so because she's in a mood as well, she's given her attitude. And I'm thinking these two young lads are probably knifed up or something. So if she fucking, they're already staring at me. If she fucking carries on, I'm going to have to get out and fucking get stabbed or slap two fucking little dickheads up. Either way, I don't want to be in a fight. Fucking. And then we go into Halfords. She ended up spending about £30. £12 something for two bulbs. But I think in her head, she's made a point of getting other stuff. She's got some tea cuts and some sponges. I'm like, we've got sponges for the car wash at home. Like, fucking. But no, she's made a point of buying more stuff. So we've got back to the lodge. I was like, all right, do you want to do the bulbs now or leave it for a bit? Because it was starting to rain as well. So I didn't want
to
stand in the rain.
Yeah, it's best to
do it. No, I'll do it. Like, all right, so fucking, so she stayed out in the rain, fucking took her about an hour to change two bulbs. Fucking, all right, whatever. You've done it yourself. Happy days. So then, Friday, as we're fucking wrapping up, when we was going there in the first place, the car's full, the boot's full, behind the seats are full. Fucking, now I already know we've got more stuff to take back with us. Also because your amazing presence. And
the winnings.
Yeah, the winnings. And, you know, the last little bit of food that we haven't finished off. So, I've just said to her, before we go away next time, I'll have a look at getting a roof rack and one of those storage boxes for the top of the car. Well, I haven't decided where I want to go for my birthday. So straight away, she's being answered. I'm not saying it's for your birthday. We could go away in 6 weeks again or something. You know, it's just whenever we go away again, it'll just make it easier. Roof rack, storage box on top.
Yeah.
And then we've got half the booth free and half the box free for fucking anything. No, well, I don't want to drive one of those on the top of the car. It's not going to be on the top of the car the whole time. It's just while we're away, goes on, then we take it off. When you're just driving it to work and whatever, it doesn't stay on top of the car. And it's a whole scene again. Well, I don't want one. We've got enough room in the car. It will all fit. I know it wouldn't. Fucking not comfortably anyway. Fucking. So, again, a whole scene of just fucking about the storage. And then when it comes to the last bits going in the car. Now, I already knew that the boot was full because I put the last thing in there. And I knew that behind the seats were full because I put stuff in there already. And so she's pulling things back out to try and Tetra, see, fucking make it fit in a little bit better. It ain't going to work. So I knew it was going to be fucking stuff in between my legs and on my lap the whole drive back, which weren't too bad, cause it was an hour and 20 minutes. But I've had to fucking say, be pretty handy having a fucking roof rack with a storage box on top now, wouldn't it? And I know she heard me, fucking, but she's like, what do you say? I'm coming here, yeah? And then when she's come back into the lodge 5 minutes later, it's like she's thought, I'll see if he's fucking brave enough to say it again. And I did, I fucking repeated myself. Would have been handy having a roof rack with a fucking storage box, wouldn't it? No fucking stressing, trying to squeeze stuff in then. Oh, no comment, just a fucking huff and a puff. So again, it's just that the fact that why can't we just turn around and say, I appreciate that, that's a good idea, we'll think about it. Even if she doesn't want to fucking do it, don't make an argument out of it. Just
say,
fucking,
no, I
just
don't
say,
want to.
Not even that, just fucking, because that's enticing for a boy to reaction with saying, no, I don't want to. Just
even
say,
if she was like, I don't want it on my car, I don't.
No, because that's doing it for a fucking reason. To fucking either start an argument or just completely dismissing it. Yeah, if it was a friend of hers or someone that she...
Someone else suggested.
So if it was you or your missus that would have says, hey, why don't you get one of those roof racks and a fucking storage box?
Would you think a response would have been different then?
It definitely would have been. Because it would have just been like, I'll look into that. Well, yeah, that's a good idea, that is. But because I've suggested it and she hasn't thought of it herself, that's why it's an issue, and she has to cause a scene with it. Come on, what? Just say, all right, yes, I will have a look.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm the one offering to buy you in that as well. Fucking, so we'll see how she fucking likes it next time when we fucking, I'll empty the back of the van, get all the fucking shelving and everything out of there, get the dog fucking in the back of the van, and I'll get a storage box and stick it on my fucking roof rack. Then we go in the car because it's comfier,
yeah,
and she prefers to drive. And in general, if I've had a lot to drink, and it might not be safe to drive the next day, it's better that way. But now, out of principle, I'm going to fucking go in the van next time and see how she likes it then. Fucking, there's just no need for it. And I swear, it's to fucking just warm me up. You know, she never even got me a birthday present. She has to carry on fucking warming me up.
I didn't want to bring this up, obviously, on the podcast.
I'm already fucking ranting. Fuck it.
So, is there still no birthday present?
No.
Like, in the works?
No. All it is just, well, when you tell me what you want, I'll get you something.
But have you got something in mind that you're purposely not telling her?
Well, I don't know what her budget is. Fucking, she hasn't said, I've got £150 that I'll spend on that.
Well, how much do you spend on her? Because normally, it kind of works.
Yeah, I don't really have a budget. I'll
see if someone can just get it.
Yeah.
Or not, okay.
So, I think...
You would think she would spend at least 100?
Well, I get it beforehand. She wasn't earning as much money as me, so I don't expect her to spend as much as what I do, because I don't know if it was for a birthday last year, I spent probably nearly £300, and that's just pyjamas, fleeces, blankets and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stuff in general, but you know, I'm happy just spend 50, 100 quid, whatever. I don't
care. Yeah, just
want
something.
Got something.
Yeah.
You know, and I think obviously you and your missus smashed it, because even though the Beyblades are nowhere near up to the standards that they used to be.
Nah, and it was that bad, it made me want to buy the original ones, because they're just different.
Yeah, but we spent probably fucking an hour or so having a go, and even though we didn't have the battles that we expected to, we had a laugh, it kept us occupied, and fucking not really quiet, but no, it doesn't have to be a great present, and just something.
And the one thing, I don't know if we did mention it on the last episode of the podcast, we also got matching Tamagotchis as well, but I don't think we mentioned it.
Even though that was given before,
it was just like a nostalgia feel, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, because essentially, the socks are gone. We're still kids at heart, so just get a fucking a toy of some sort, even a remote control car or fucking something, and I can just sit there, and just fucking just take me back to my childhood. Mm-hmm. Fucking, you know, it might just get put to the side again for fucking another 12 months, but it's something.
You've had something.
Yeah, but no, fucking nothing. Oh my God. Fucking, I think I'm going to have to learn that rant there now before I get divorced.
Why don't you just look for something tonight and just say, can you get me this?
So she's still got the list from Christmas of like a range of tools that I need / want that I will get myself over time. So she could have easily have gone back to that and gone, all right, that's £100, I'll get him that.
Yeah, because you were saying, why don't you go...
Yeah, I suggested to go with your missus to the Screwfix round the corner. No, not doing it. Just dismissed it fucking straight away. Because I thought it would have been nice in general if the pair of them went into town and fucking just an hour or so just out shopping and that. Because I'm sure Kay wouldn't have minded doing that.
And going back to the birthday presents thing, because you would have used the tools.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been left on... Well, for 12 months.
The best present she got me for Christmas on my list was a hammer. And I know it sounds fucking strange and fucking a hammer. What's special about that? It's a nice design. It's a great weight. And then the simple thing about it, it's got a little magnet. So when it comes to nails, it sits on the magnet. You give it the first initial fucking tapping. And then your fingers are safe. You're not holding it fucking potentially hurting yourself. You give it a good fucking whack. It goes in a bit. And then you can send it the rest of the way. Okay. So yeah, that was one. Well, that probably was the best present she got me for Christmas, and it was on the list of stuff that I wanted. So there's still loads on there that she could have reverted back to. No.
Now, are you purposely now like what's still saying? I have to spot your face, but not just going, just give me this. Or is it a pride thing now? Was
it? I think it's probably a bit of both. Like, I've told her, don't fucking bother getting me anything now then. So that's the cookie nose off to spoil your face. But yeah, I'm just past giving a shit. Fucking, what's the point? But she's the one that's argued about it.
Mm.
When all I've said really is, just get anything. It's the fucking effort and the thought that fucking counts, and the fact that she's been lazy about it. That's the annoying thing. Well, she made the comment, well, not everything that you get, I want. Now, I actually thought about it afterwards. I think the only thing that she hasn't enjoyed was I got her a game for the Nintendo Switch.
What game?
I think it was a Dragon Quest game. I don't know what one it was now. There's that many of them.
And did she play the one before?
She plays the Dragon Quest Builders.
Okay.
Because there's two of them.
But that ain't your fault that she didn't enjoy the game. That's the game.
She liked the other ones that I got her. And then this one, she's played it for an hour or so. It's not a cup of tea. Not the end of the world.
Yeah.
I think it's a game that I'll enjoy, so I'll end up playing it anyway. Mm-hmm. Or I'll do the same. When I get round to it, I'll play it for an hour. But I'll keep saying, if not, oh well, fuck you. So that's the only thing that I could think of that she hasn't logged. Because even when she bought that comment, she was wearing one of those oodle things that I'd got her for either a birthday or Christmas. You know, I know I can't go wrong with getting pyjamas and stuff like that because it's getting warm and comfortable.
Yeah.
And she's always cold. I mean, even the heating on, as low as it could be in that lodge, it was still too hot for me. She's still there with the pyjamas and everything on, just all fucking snugged up. Like, I'm dying. Me and the dog were fucking literally panting together. It was fucking horrendous, the one loss. So, yeah, I think it's just fucking a bit of an annoyance. So,
I think you should go back tonight and just say, I want this.
But if I have that conversation, I need to know how much she can afford or was willing to spend on me anyway. Because there's no point me saying, right, I want this tool. This costs £250. And she's like, was only going to spend £50 on that.
Mm.
So I need to know what price range she's looking at before I can do any of that. But I'm all fucking... If I do fucking bring up a conversation, it's whether I want to have an argument to know or not.
Mm.
I think I'll get back and start drinking and then see how I feel. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's got to be today because I'm not fucking ruining my football day tomorrow.
And I think, like, if you leave it any longer than the week, it's not... You've gone past your birthday period.
I'm past it anyway. I really don't care if she gets me anything or not. I'll say how I feel. I'll have a drink in a bit. And
fucking, yeah.
Yeah, take
it. You'll be telling her everything you want then.
Yeah. Well, there's always one thing that she's fucking never going to fucking give me. Oh, fucking gobble.
A birthday blowjob.
Just a blowjob ever. Fuck me. Oh, God. Wow, that would be nice as well, a little fuck me. Right, hopefully she doesn't listen to this fucking episode.
Is that,
I'll be definitely in the doghouse.
Is that the rant over now?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to finish it 5 minutes ago, but you get me fucking going in, yeah. Fucking blood pressure's right out of the roof at the moment. Good job I ain't got me watch on.
Well, let's move on. Let's move on to Mason Greenwood. Now, you support Manu.
Yeah.
Do you think he should come back? And if so, why? Or if not, why?
Yeah, so it's a nice segue of women being annoying. And to be fair, it's
I didn't know where he was going with that. Where the fuck's he going? He's only had two cups of coffee.
Yeah. It is something that I will bring up in this little topic now, because I know we've had a little conversation here and there about it over the last few months with it all going on, but it's come out the last few days again that he's still been paid his $70,000 a week, isn't it? To pay him off after the end of the season, it would still be like $8 million that they'd have to pay him.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's all going to come down to money. I think Ten Hag would have him back in the team because...
Because you said it's all about money, but everything I've seen on it, it's his attitude as well. Apparently he's got all... you would if he was giving a kid $70,000 a fucking week.
Yeah, so that's all going to come out in everything that I'm going to say. So, he's burst on the scene, 17.
Like Mickey Richards.
Yeah, good old Mika. Fucking... He definitely was generational talents. Now, you think of, Messi and Ronaldo back at that age, they were raw talents, but straight away you could see they were going to be fucking up the top. And I felt the same with Greenwood. Yeah. I know you probably didn't.
No, I thought he had it.
Yeah.
But he didn't want it. Like a young Ronaldo wanted it. For me, he was just, he knew he was good. He was happy at that level.
Yeah, I think because.
But I didn't think he improved. Like, I thought he came in and I don't think he got better playing.
That was the whole team, though. Underneath Ollie, the whole team fucking struggled because he just selected the team. He wasn't a part of training or anything.
But like being a player like Messi or Ronaldo,
he definitely didn't
have... And I think he deflated.
Yeah, he definitely didn't have the same attitude as a Ronaldo and Messi. More so Ronaldo, to be fair, because Messi's always just been the natural talent. Ronaldo, you heard the stories how he'd spend 2-3 hours after training each day, mm-hmm. still just kicking the ball at the fucking goals and the wall or whatever. So he always worked on it. Whereas, most of these young'uns don't these days. And I know that was something that Ronaldo picked up on when he come back to United for his second stint. That he pulled a few of them aside and had a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And that did change a lot of their attitudes. But, the coaching definitely didn't help the situation. Bruno Fernandes was a fucking revelation when he came in the January transfer window.
I know we're talking about Mason Greenwood.
We'll get back onto him again, yeah.
But like, Bruno Fernandes, he's got to be one of the most overrated players ever. I watch him, and one game I think, he's all right. The next game, I try like a 40-yard diag. That's just not even worth doing.
Yeah.
And he fucking spanners it into the crowd. And then when he loses the ball, fucking like arms in the air. It just, for me, is I watch him, I think, I don't rate you. But yeah, so
yeah, I think
I just him and Neymar, look, are the two. Like when people Neymar's when people say yeah. Neymar's a top, is it? Is it?
Again, it's the Brazilian in him, isn't he? You know, he's got all the skills for the flicks and this and that, look. But he just wants the camera shots and the glory that way. He's not one that will actually go and put a shift in defensively and get the, win the team back and fucking this and that.
Mm.
Where Bruno, he does, as much as he is frustrating and he'll misplace and fucking do something stupid, he always gives it fucking everything.
I don't know.
Running back and forth. He's played every minute of every game, apart from the other day where he fucking did get subbed off with like 15 minutes to go. But he still wanted to play on that. And that goes to show that it's not always about his talent. That the manager knows I need him in the team. Because he's giving his fucking...
For the hard work.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, sorry.
We don't want it to be a fucking football.
Yeah. So let's
go back onto Mason.
Yeah.
Rob. So the potential was there, I believe. And so, yeah, the clips come out. There's the pictures of the bruises and whatever. Now, I just want to fucking say, I don't condone it. If he did actually abuse her and beat her and whatever, obviously, fucking, it's a shithousery. You know, I was in that situation before a fucking long time ago where I was fucking a part of domestic violence. And it's not a fucking clever thing and it's not nice or anything. And I'm not condoning his actions, but we don't know what actually happened.
And this is the thing, because now the woman that was accusing him of all this is now pregnant.
They're getting married any day soon, so as far as I know.
It just seems like a classic Jeremy Kyle
yeah.
breakup, make up, break. Like a toxic, you know, just that your traditional toxic.
Yeah.
And like.
And they're both young as well. The money's there at the feet. And so they're going to have these fucking ups and downs. I don't know if she was trying to be an Instagram model or influencer or something. And, you know, so it's her trying to keep up appearances and...
Well, make a name off herself from him.
Yeah, and straight away, when it all come out, it was her dad that was turning around and saying, oh, the phone's got hacked and it shouldn't have been leaked. Because there's another player, allegedly, that plays for Arsenal that's going for a similar thing at the moment, but he's a first-teamer, as far as we know. We don't know who it is, but it's all been kept out of the public.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know, to be fair, because I've not heard too much about it, because it's actually fucking going through the procedures properly. It's all being kept under wraps. And obviously, if it does get found that he's guilty, Arsenal are going to have a big fucking case against him. Well, you know, why did you still let this player fucking go ahead and that? Yeah, so without knowing the full story, you can't fucking give any fucking, like, damning, like, oh no, he's a cunt and fucking this and that. I think we need him to give a statement. Well, yeah, apologise and whatever, because he's going to have to. But he needs to give like a bit of an interview and say what actually happened. The pair of them do.
Yeah, like a heated interview. Yeah. Like, just get it all out there.
Yeah, not the way that fucking Harry and fucking Meghan did. It doesn't have to be on Oprah. But, you know, props with fucking Piers Morgan, that cunt. Just...
Wait, you don't like Piers Morgan?
I like some of the things he comes out with, but I wouldn't want to go for a beer with him.
I like him.
Yeah, you don't drink tea though, so we won't go for that. But yeah, I think all these United fans, that are actually moaning, oh, I'm going to fucking never watch United again, fucking if he puts the shirt back on, blah, blah. They won't be saying any of that when he's bagged in fucking 24 goals.
If he starts
goals.
Coming good.
Yeah, and, yeah. Well, you know, he scores a fucking, an FA Cup final winning goal or something like that, it will soon be forgotten.
Okay, yeah. And what about the women's team? Because I've heard that they're not too keen on him rejoining.
But again, because we don't know exactly what's happened,
yeah,
we can't let them dictate whether he comes back or not.
Well, you in life, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, and it's all been dropped.
Yeah. And obviously, CPS, obviously, have looked at it and thought, there's not enough to hold this now, especially with her being pregnant again.
Yeah.
Well, pregnant, sorry, not again. But
and again, because there's that many kinks and this and that these days. We don't know if that was a part of some sort of game.
But as always, you always do hear the negative side of it.
Yeah.
Like,
she might have been attacking him from time to time. We don't know. Then obviously the video fucking clip that came out in the pictures. To be fair, I think the pictures of the bruising is a bit bullshit anyway. Because I know myself, I fucking turn my arm and I'll get a bruise. The wife bruises fucking really easy.
There's no way to prove that that came from that scenario.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the reasons why it was washed away anyway. And then the recording.
It seemed a bit staged.
Yeah.
Look, for me, everyone obviously you might think different, but for me, it just seemed a bit. No, mate. Like,
yeah, because when you see it as well, it's like a 12-minute recording, but it starts from like the 9th minute.
Mm.
We don't know what's going on before. You know, as I don't know. Fucking, it might have been fucking, you know, genuine, but I just feel there's a lot that hasn't been put out there, and so it just needs to fucking. Just have the interview or fucking, you know, release something so people can see what's going on there and just get over it. And that's why I say it all comes down to money, really. Whether or not he'll actually play for United again.
So, well, it'll save him a lot of money playing, because you would assume if he was to join the team, he'd go straight up front now.
Yeah. He,
and he'll save him 70, 80 million.
I mean, they're still on about fucking paying 100 million for he will be 30 years old at that point, Harry Kane, who I think's fucking overrated. Now, don't get me wrong, obviously he is a world-class striker, but 100 million with 1 year left on his contract, touching 30, has he still got another 4 or 5 years left in him? I don't know. I don't see him as good as Lewandowski, who
can still play on. Adapt.
No. In his Tottenham role, he plays more as a number 10 anyway. He drops too deep and this and that.
But don't you think that will help Rashford and Sancho, or whoever is playing on the wing, then drop in to more forward positions?
I don't know. I mean, he's been injury-free for the last two, three seasons, which has definitely helped, because it was like every fucking couple of months.
Yeah, his ankles.
Yeah, so I think that would be... He'd be good enough, but...
Not for just, the duration.
And for 100 million?
Yeah, it's...
If it was like 50, 60 million, yeah, same. But 100 million, no.
Well, I don't think no player's worth 100 million.
Well, no, of course not.
Look, but, you know, as you just said, with the year left, touching 30, you're never going to regain...
Unless you're winning all the trophies, you're not going to make that money back. Because you're not going to get a salon fee.
And you don't think he's going to sell the shirts...
I don't think that, it would really. It's not a worldwide name.
No, there's only a few players that can do that.
Yeah, and then you know there's this Osimhen that I think they're putting a £150 million price tag on him,
and that's only after one good season as
well. Yeah,
Lord.
Yeah. And then there was that Ramos who plays for Portugal as well. He's had a good enough season, I think, for Benfica, but again they're saying like £120 million.
I just think any time an English team comes in, it like inflates.
Well, definitely when it comes to Man United. I mean, who else would have paid 80 million for fucking Harry Maguire? Old fucking 50p head. For someone that wins so many headers, I can't believe he's got a handful of goals. Or even, not that I fucking love watching England fucking these days, but I saw him have a free header the other day. And it just fucking spanned it. I'm like, mate, he was unmarked, fucking won the header, and you didn't even get it on fucking target, man.
Do you think he stays?
He will, because he's not going to fucking go anywhere else, take a wage reduction, and fucking be the number one star there. I think he's just fucking happy enough to earn 200 odd grand a week to be the third choice fucking defender.
In football, when do you earn enough? It starts becoming about career. So you think about it, it must have been on a decent wage at Leicester. You would say probably touching 70 to 100k.
I don't even think he was on that at Leicester.
Well, then I know when he's at Man U, was he 180 supposedly?
I think he's on about 200 a week. 200 a week. I
And he's had that for two, three years now?
Yeah, three seasons so far.
I know. But like, he could go to any other team in Europe and clear 100k. Look, when's
he good enough? He'd still be on top money. I mean, he could go to fucking the likes of Everton, be the fucking the star centre back there, and then still get probably 120 grand a week from them.
I don't know anyone that's moved to Everton and become better.
But he's not fucking world-class at the moment anyway.
But obviously, you've still got to have a future plan.
I think he's just going to fill Jonesy. He's just going to sit there, earn his money, and then
robbery
just play him now and again.
Robbery.
Mate,
I think I'm
going to fill
fucking, Jones.
Probably are, mate. But can you blame him, though? He got offered a fucking...
Was he 120k?
I think he gets 70 to 80 grand a week.
Just to train.
He can't even train, though, most of the time, can he?
Just fucking,
He keeps that medical staff in fucking there. Fucking... He's got that same mentality as the dickheads that drop litter in the street. Well, you know, gives a fucking litter picker a job, doesn't he? But, I think he's just going to be happy to fucking sit there. I know that we've got to try and keep the English quota squad and that. Because there'll be a few other players that go.
Well, wouldn't you just rather give it to an up-and-coming player?
I'd happily
unless
do it.
Less the wage.
Yeah, but it's... It's just been a shambles, fucking. But the whole time the Glazers have been in charge, you know, fucking Suarez from Arsenal just to fucking. No, Sanchez wasn't it? Sorry.
Yeah. That just didn't work, did it?
Well, it didn't work, and they threw all the fucking money at him just so Man City wouldn't get. You know, that was like nearly 400 grand a week.
Yeah.
And again, played with injuries, fucking handful of games. And he just didn't want to be there. It was fucking ridiculous. They've just not done a good job. That's why I can't wait for this fucking sale to just be done. I think the fucking Qataris are going to be the best choice because they're going to clear all the debts and fucking either build or...
Yeah, restructure Old Trafford and the trains.
Yeah. They've already said about the training grounds, the women's team. They're going to throw everything.
Basically,
into do it.
What Man City have done with their one. Because they've really. Yeah. Well, you don't.
108.
Hasn't been proven yet.
108 charges against them. You're telling me fucking not one of them is going to be fucking, you know, proved. 108.
But, you know, it's like, the, you know, sometimes you've got to bend these rules.
Mate, I'll get it. Fucking, I can't wait because not trying to sound fucking greedy, but I think that's why the Qataris will be the best because they've got an infinite fucking bag of money that they can just throw it all out. Now, I know with the financial fair play, they've got to do it the right way, but they'll fucking take Qatari Airways from Man City sponsorship and put it on the fucking United fucking top, won't they? £1 billion contract, fucking sponsorship deal for 4 years.
Isn't it Dubai Airways?
I thought it's Qatari Airways.
No, it's Abu Dhabi. I'm sure it's Abu Dhabi.
I don't know. I've never really been fan of the Flintstones, so I don't know.
It's different. It's different countries.
So
Mason Greenwood.
Yeah,
he gets in your team.
He would do because.
And do you reckon he will end up in the team next season?
Yeah, I think.
Let it all blow over.
Yeah,
goes
I think
in the team.
They'll let it blow over. That's why it won't be this season, and that's why they've not let it blow over. Because there was a few Championship and lower league teams that wanted to take him on loan. There was definitely a few Turkish teams, like Fenerbahce and that wanted him for the rest of the season. But I think they've said no to try and keep him out of the limelight a little bit to let it blow over.
And pre-season style again.
Yeah, pre-season, comes back into training, gets into the squad. It's going to save him at least 100 million because we need two strikers. We didn't replace Cavani. We didn't replace fucking Ronaldo. Wout, as much as I like him, is not good enough, and he's technically only been a Martial fucking replacement because he's fucking at like 90 minutes the whole season. So we need at least two strikers. So if Mason does come back playing, that saves one. So we wouldn't have to spend 200 million on two strikers.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of other lads out there that are being quoted at 50, 60 million and that. Young lads, they're like fucking early 20s, but you know they've still got the room to grow.
Yeah.
And the way Ten Hag's turned the team around, I think he can do. You know, the start of the season, they were on about selling one for Saka. He's not good enough, this and that. Fucking, Delo's fucking flapping it these days because he had his injury, unfortunately, and Wan-Bissaka's fucking played him off the park.
I've always worried Wan-Bissaka.
I have.
He just, when he goes in that attacking position, so where he's on the edge of the opponent's box, he just don't know what to do and always passes back.
But
so I'd like...
It doesn't help because it's... Okay.
Look, he gets so far forward and then like panics and like one drive then.
Yeah, but the few times when he actually has pinged the ball in, they've been great crosses.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't help because more so before this season anyway, it's not been as bad this season. You'd see the other players not wanting to pass him the ball. So he didn't really have the chance enough times to like, all right, I've got the ball on my feet, head up, ping the crossing. And that's, I think that's what didn't happen because he's panicking when he does get it. He's like, oh shit, I've got a chance now then. And he wouldn't do nothing. But defensively, fucking, I'd say he was arguably the best, before last season, arguably the best right back defensively in the Premier League.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, so attacking wise, he's definitely improved, and that's Ten Hag again. It all stems back to fucking, I don't see why these players these days just do the 2-hour training session each day. You know, if we was getting paid fucking, you know, essentially anything more than what we're already on
if I was getting paid 200k a week,
you're doing more than just an hour a day training.
Fucking 8 hours a day.
Yeah, but even just the technical side, I'd fucking stand there, I'd have the fucking bag of 50 balls next to me, and I'd be pinging them in, fucking crosses, penalties, free kicks. You'd be doing a lot.
And that's the thing that I never understood with, you know, footballers, because you go there, you have your breakfast, perfect breakfast.
Yeah.
You train, you eat after, your perfect lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You have your smoothies, you know, at the right time given to you, protein shakes to build the muscle or cutting.
Because it's the proper science isn't it? You know, nutritionists there. There's
everything there for you to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
And all you're asking, stay behind. If you're free kick taker.
But again, they're not even asking that. The players should be fucking doing it at their own back.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, you've got families and stuff. But during the day, while your kids are at school and your wife should be working, even though she's probably just spending your money, fucking.
But you don't
need to be at home the rest of the day.
No. And plus, like, even if you are there 10 hours, 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's your job.
I know.
You're getting paid so much to just... Oh, right. So Mason Greenwood goes in your team?
Yeah, I think he would. He's got the potential to be fucking... He's always going to struggle now to be fucking as big of a name as anywhere like Ronaldo and that. But I think he's got the potential to have the talent to be almost as good. But yeah, he walks straight back in. As I say, when it comes to fucking a final, you know, FA Cup or whatever, and he's banging 25 fucking goals in the season, that he'll score a goal and everyone will soon fucking forget about it. They'll be like, yes, he's fucking done it. And that's it. It'll fucking come to me.
Well, moving on from one alleged rapist to another. Andrew Tay.
Yeah.
Been released. Been released, him and his brother Tristan.
Yeah.
Now, when they do their first live, I think they're on house arrest. When they do their first live stream, it's going to go off.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I'll be able to watch it live, to be fair, because it will just fucking keep crashing.
Yeah.
Literally,
I think this will have the most streams that anything has ever had.
Mm.
And I saw the video I just showed you before the podcast.
Yeah.
He's looking big.
He's definitely beefed up.
Looking big.
Yeah.
You know. When I look back at Andrew Tate, I'm thinking, a year ago, he's just popping up on, you know, your TikTok. And you watch him, you think, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you don't want to say too much because, you know.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, we've not done anything, I don't think, to get cancelled yet this episode.
Yeah, there's still time.
Not that everything that he said is right.
No, I think he
had an old fashioned view on things, and that's something that I didn't pipe up with the Greenwood thing. So we'll pause that one for a sec. one point that I did want to make is that times are different these days. How many footballers that we don't know about used to always beat the wives back at home, and that? How many of them had affairs? I mean, Mr. Steal Your Girl, John Terry, fucking, surely he fucking give a few of them a slap. I'm not saying that, as I haven't got fucking evidence. I know. But, you know, no, you know for a fact, fucking,
you're getting
ego. Vinnie Jones must have slapped his fucking missus up a few times.
No, no, I don't, I think you sometimes you're disconnecting the player from the man.
Nah, he's fucking,
because
he's a geezer, but he fucking,
no,
again, Roy Keane, he's old Irish man.
There's a player.
Nah, he definitely would have fucking give his wife a backhand one or two times.
But after a few whiskies,
fucking definitely.
No, no, fucking, I think
so. No, but I am fucking going on a tangent. I grew up in a fucking, in that old fashioned way where my mum got a slap and that, I got a slap for no reason, my sister did. So I think because times are different, it is frowned upon as I'm not fucking saying it's the right thing to do. Even though my missus could fucking definitely do with a slap sometimes. It just, it's an old fashioned way. You never used to hear about any of that. And it would have happened.
Yeah.
But we don't know about it.
And obviously times are changing.
Yeah.
We're not, no, it's not all good. You know. But like, he used to say stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to agree with it. And then I used to read the comments and I'd be like, ah, oh, he's misogynist. And I had to Google what that word meant. And it was like, empowering men. And I'm like, what? Why is that a bad thing? Why is that such a bad thing for a man to want to be what?
Yeah, I think it's so fucking contradicting is that you see all these women on these other fucking podcasts and that. That are like, yeah, I've got more sugar daddy, I don't work, he pays for everything, this and that. So, there's all these women that expect everything to be fucking done for them and, like, oh, I want this, I've got it. Yet he expressed his views, and a lot of it was fucking piss-taking because he went on someone else's podcast and, like, look, I'm fucking, it's a persona. People are fucking taking it serious when they don't need to. But people have took it serious for a reason because the power of the man has been stripped down. You know, women always wanted the equal rights and fucking they got it and they don't like it.
The one thing he said, and I was like, right, maybe he is onto something, is when Russia invaded Ukraine and all the women was allowed to leave and the kids. And he said, where was the feminist then saying, no, let the men leave and let the girls stay?
Yeah.
Or something along those lines where, oh, you want to be a feminist, but when there's a war on, you're not. Now, I'm not talking about all this stuff because it just leads down to a certain path. But I'm happy he's released. I'm happy to see what he's got to say.
Oh, can't
but
wait.
This is going to blow up. Like, this is just the beginning now.
Yeah.
And he's got the top, you know, he's got the beard on the go.
Yeah, he definitely needs a haircut because he looks strange.
Yeah, he looks like a little bit of Muhammad Tate there.
Yeah.
But he looked
Jihadi Tate.
He looked jacked.
Yeah, he looked like
he's put on. I can only imagine what he was doing in there, though, in the cell. Press ups.
Well, he's definitely eating well. And then that's all he's done, isn't he? He's got nothing else to do. He says, I've been locked up in one room this whole time. So that's it, and he's been there fucking doing as much training that he can in that room. So,
and there's got to be something for them to be released, because if they've got so much, you don't get released. You stay in.
You get your sentence and you're locked up. I don't know why it's dragged on as long as it has, really.
It's 3 months, isn't it?
Yeah, straight away, the girls that were being alleged as
human trafficking and being raped.
Yeah, they were like, no, we live a great life with him. Fucking, it's all a fun social thing. We have a drink, this and that, and whatever. And straight away, that should have been like, all right, yeah, let's let him out then.
Because one of the things that his brother does, he manages OnlyFans.
Yeah,
like in terms of sex trafficking, that's where that's coming into it.
Yeah,
in terms of, you know, but again, we live in a world where girls can make, well, women can make fantastic money, and then
I've thought about fucking making a fake account and selling socks and that myself, because the money that
people will buy male socks. There's one geezer, I can't remember his name, makes thousands a week selling his used socks.
Fucking hell, I've got shitloads of socks as
well.
I'm going to have to get into it. I'd fucking happily wear some fucking thongs and that and fucking say, there you go, 20 quid for that. Because I've seen that on podcasts, the money that they get offered just to fucking send a smelly sock in a fucking, a ponging fucking thong. It's crazy.
But as I said before, with the OnlyFans, I hate seeing OnlyFans girls on podcasts, because they've only got, as I said, the two questions, what's your best month, what's your earn? And it's like, well, it's not like I deserve it, you know, I've worked hard. No, you haven't. You've went to the gym.
Yeah.
You've went to the gym, you've turned up.
A lot of them don't even do that, though.
No, you don't have to. No,
you don't.
It's a different taste. You know,
everyone's got
horses.
Yeah,
of course. But, what made me laugh, that I can't remember the woman's name. She's about a 50-year-old on TikTok doing TikTok's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm thinking, if this woman can do it and she's earning money, fuck me, I should give her a go, Jay.
Yeah, well, I know we would be able to fucking do it, to be fair.
But, like, with the men, I don't know if you have to.
Well, I saw one, I think it was on the Tom Segura's podcast, Your Mom's House, that he does with his wife, because they have all sorts of weird videos in there. And anyway, it was a fucking geezer, a man not too dissimilar of a look to myself, a bit of fucking weight on, hair, big beards, and he's in the shower with his little fucking speedo on. And I'm sure it was like it must have been American, because you know they have like a gallon bottle of milk, where it's a big container. And he's opened it up and he's drinking it, and then he's pouring it over his head and he's massaging it through his hairy chest and rubbing it on his belly and that. And then fucking, like, he starts rubbing his fucking dick with it inside his speedo still. And obviously this man is fucking going to be making money. They didn't say how much he's earning or whatever. It's just a random clip that they found because it's got leaked or something. So yeah, there's a market out there for all sorts of people. I think it might be something we do for the Patreon when we create that one there.
I think it's just something that once you go down that route, you have to commit to it, and it'd be hard to go back to a regular job, especially if you're a female. You have to make that work then.
I don't know, I think it's easier for the female still, isn't it?
To leave it.
Yeah, because that Mia Khalifa did it, didn't she?
But she was a porn star before.
Yeah, and now she's not.
She's not a porn star?
No, she done like 6 months of it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, your average girl. So, like, the girl, you know, the average girl next door doing it, and I'm thinking, I've done it for a year. I've got a house.
Yeah,
now.
I've earned enough for the house.
You know, I don't want to keep doing it. Then it'd be hard then to go back to a regular job.
I think it just depends on how popular they are, really.
Because
a lot of them.
Well, it's always there. It's always there.
Yeah, but whether you're getting paid for it or not, there's pictures and videos of pretty much everyone out there now, isn't there?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any of me, so don't try and fucking Google it, people. I think we'll have to leave it at that now, mate.
Yeah.
That's been fucking.
Anything about Sam Smith before we go, you know?
Fuck them. I don't care.
The fish are dead.
Right, so as always, don't forget to like, subscribe and all that jazz. The Real Talking Podcast at gmail.com. Any emails, anything you want to talk about. I'm still waiting for the first one of you to actually send us something.
I think we're going to have to make a big thing when someone does actually email.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
even if it's just like, hi, like, get them on the phone.
Yeah, we'll try and do that. You know, if it's within the means of a cheap enough fucking postage of a special present or something, I don't know. We'll fart in a fucking jar or something for you.
Where you got that bottle of Jameson's?
No, mate, that way. Fucking drank that.
You got the frisbee?
Yeah, or the bottle of wine. The bottle of wine. Fucking, yeah. But if you email and fucking say anyway, then we'll have a look. So, yeah, I think it's been a pleasure. And, call that a pod.
Yeah.